I used to struggle a lot with honor your father and your mother. I didn't have my dad growing up. I was raised by my adoptive grandparents, so I didn't grow up with my mom. She was around, but I wasn't raised in her home or spending every day with her. And so I used to struggle with that concept, that commandment, honor your father and your mother. It's like, come on, God, my dad wasn't even there. And my mom was only kind of there. What do you want me to do with that? I'm sure everyone has their story, right? I mean, some of you might have fantastic stories about your father and your mother. Some of you might have worse stories than I do. We all have our stories, though, right? We all have our life, our truth, our reality. But here is where it gets interesting. So now you are a father. You're a dad now. You have responsibilities. And you might think to yourself, well, I'm not going to honor my father because I'm not going to repeat the things he did. I'm not going to be who he was. I'm going to be better. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. So I'm not going to honor my father and what he did because I didn't think that was right. And I used to think that because I thought of honor as synonymous with reverence, with putting them up on a pedestal, praising them and thinking of how wonderful they were. But honor can mean many things. When we're called to honor our father and our mother, that may look different for all of us. For some of us, to honor them might be to be empathetic and understanding to their situation when they were raising us. It may be forgiveness and forgiving any slights or hurts or pains that you endured or you feel. Because ultimately, when we're called to honor our father and our mother, we're being called to honor God. So we have to find whatever it is in our heart that allows us to honor our father and our mother, and whatever that situation might entail. So my dad wasn't around. He died when I was a baby. My mom had her hands full. It was a lot for her to handle. So I was raised by my adoptive grandparents. And I spent a lot of time with my mom as a kid. So honor for me essentially looks like forgiveness and understanding. I understand even better now as a parent. I understand the burden that must have been for my mom and how hard that must have been for her. I understand. I can be empathetic to that. You know, my dad choosing to step out on his family to have an affair and result in me, you know, I have to find understanding and empathy for that. And I feel there's forgiveness there too, because I did feel slighted for a long time and almost being robbed of a father. But I can find forgiveness there. I can find understanding there. So when you hear honor your father and your mother, think of ways that you can honor them in a way that gives you peace and allows you to not live in the past, but to look forward. And maybe when your children are honoring you, it'll look a little different.